John did call me last week and we discussed the issues. Now, for this is not something new, to be really honest with you, from John. He's obviously been a strong believer in Australian, in music reflecting Australian culture and our heritage and our identity. But, you know, probably moreover, John's, I think, major beef this time is that he believes that not enough young artists are embracing what is should be, I guess, in his mind anyway, a true identity as an artist, and that is taking on too much of influence from the American culture.
Do you agree with him?
Look, there's a part of me that does. I mean, I got to declare, I manage Sara Storer, and you know, if anything, Sara is very much like John in that she sings in her own voice, and she also writes a lot. You know, her narrative is usually about characters and places of Australia. However, I also, through my time as a manager, have managed artists like Troy Cassidaly and Lee Kernaghan, even through the last, 20 or so years. So I do understand from a marketing perspective, and also the influences that come to bear on artists, such as Casey Chambers. You know, Casey has a lot of fairly local content, or relationship content, but, she could be certainly, she does sound American. She's very influenced by the Americana form, so that becomes a mix. So I think in terms of moving forward, we've got to embrace what it is that the audience wants, and it seems that the audience wants to see or hear a lot of young artists, probably as much as the Americanization is the pop influences that are creeping into country music, and that's certainly, very prevalent in America, of course.
In that letter he sent you, he does say that the industry's hell-bent on producing another Keith Urban. Now, what's wrong with Keith Urban and the kind of ideologies he brings to it?
Well, I think, to be fair, John did then say that at least Keith sold Coles to Newcastle, I think, if that's still in that press, in that statement. Keith, I did know, obviously, when he was here in Australia, and I've seen him since, but I've never seen a guy work as hard as what Keith did. Keith, in his heart, always wanted to be, successful in America, and obviously, which extended out to the rest of the world. So that's what Keith wanted. And but in terms of the music industry trying to produce another Keith Urban, yeah, that's possibly the case. But ironically, probably what will happen is the artist that will emerge that, in my mind, as a manager of some 30 years, that will emerge most successfully will be an artist who has something different to offer. I mean, record companies will always want to repeat what's come before. That's part of their whole thing with marketing.
Critically, though, he says if you're not respected as a legitimate organisation to promote original country music, then he doesn't want to be associated with it anymore. I mean, that's a very difficult line. Do you believe the association isn't credible anymore?
No, I think we're still very credible. I mean, these are issues. They're not black and white. They really aren't. They're very complicated. Mm. And they're subjective. They're based on opinions. So, I mean, the thing is that there's so much about what John says and does and stands for that I'm a huge fan of John's as an artist. And I said this, before, not many, when it was uncool to be green, John was there writing songs like Rip Rip Woodchip, So I take my hat off to him in that respect. And he's obviously taken a stand. He believes it this time, and I totally respect his choice in doing that. But at the same time, there is a commercial reality that I think a lot of artists and record companies and industry people are facing. And it's not unique. I mean, we are dominated by American culture, and there's a lot of that I don't like either, I must say. There's a lot of bad stuff we get from the States. But at the same time, I'm a fan of a lot of American artists, whether it be James Taylor or even the current Zac Brown Band, I'm a big fan of those sorts of artists. I'm as guilty too, I suppose.
It's unfortunate we weren't able to speak to John Williamson himself this morning, but his manager told us he was away camping in Queensland. But in the Australian newspaper today, it quotes him as saying what sort of he highlights Troy Cassidy and Adam Harvey's album being in the finalists for Album of the Year, which is just a sort of a covers album. Is it a mistake to have that album in that category?
Oh, look, that's not for me to say. I think the thing is that particular recording has qualified with the current eligibility that's been you know, that surrounds our awards. I think ultimately what will happen, if there is any sort of controversy surrounding that at any point, that will be, you know, that will be noted, and I'm sure...
I guess there's already controversy now, isn't there?
Well, yeah, a little bit, but I think it's going to depend on where it ends up, and it will...
So only if they win will there be controversy?
I think so. Well, maybe, but I think it will probably come about that the membership will, you know, will decide and tackle it.
So on one hand, people like John Williamson and certainly others are saying that it's not Australian enough. But on the other hand, I guess the commercial reality is that CMC Rocks the Hunter is grabbing huge headlines and attracting huge stars. So what's the future for Tamworth if it doesn't change direction?
Oh, look, I think it's got to change. Well, I think it's got to embrace change. I mean, that's life. I think anyone, unfortunately, if it's too steeped in the past, and then that's just proven time and time again, especially in commercial terms. But at the same time, it's very important, of course, to honour tradition and what's come before. And, you know, even any of the, like Keith Urban, you know, he recorded Duet with Slim Dusty. So I think that says a lot in terms of, you know, him honouring the past and honouring the influences that have had on him. And yet he's one of the world's biggest, you know, country music stars.
So are you disappointed John Williamson has acted in this way, or do you think it's the wake-up call the CMAA needs so that the other membership understands what you're looking at?
I think that, we're disappointed to lose John as the president, to be honest, because he's, you know, he's a larger-than-life iconic figure in Australian, not just country music, but in Australian music. He is a living legend in a lot of people's minds, and I think from that point of view, yes, we are disappointed but to lose him. As I said before, as far as him taking that stand, I totally respect that. That's up to John, and, you know, unless we do have guys like John or people like John taking his stand, it'd be a pretty bland old scene, I reckon.
How damaging is it, though, just weeks out from the festival to have this grabbing sort of national news headlines?
I don't actually see it, to be honest, because we haven't talked about, and I don't know whether it's even been officially announced yet, so I can probably give you a bit of an exclusive, but John's replacement is Dode Newton from the Bushwhackers as president. And
I think they did actually put a release out yesterday, so sorry, Jeff.
Good.
Yeah,
I didn't. I wasn't quite sure whether it hit the headlines yet, but... you know, Dode, you wouldn't get a more Australian artist than Dode in terms of his, you know, he's done, 42 years the Bushwhackers been going and singing. But there, you know, wears that on his, very proudly on his sleeve. And I think that's a really good thing. So I think, I'm not saying we won't miss a step. Of course we will, and we'll be dealing with it. But at the same time, you know, we can't just sort of keep looking around and going, oh, well, that's another big obstacle we can't overcome. I'm sure we can overcome it.
Right, we're going to be speaking to Tamworth Regional Councillor James Treloar in just a moment, and he'll tonight ask the council to offer the CMAA some help in running the event and maybe around the awards specifically. Would you like help from them? What could they do?
Oh, look, we're always up for more help. It is very challenging times in terms of... you know, resources, you know, I've only been, I work for the Indie Music Muster and, you know, we're looking at a lot of issues ourselves at the moment. But I think the, you know, festivals, but just the music industry in general is facing, a lot of it's been brought on by the last 10 years of unprecedented growth in digital, you know, communication and social media and whatever. There's always a period where you've got to try and redefine things and catch up, and I think that's what we're going through. And as far as council goes, I think we're all in this together. I think it's very important. You know, I spoke to Paul Murray last week, and you know, he's very positive. I think we've got to remain positive that everything is we can address it, and with their help, council have been terrific, I must say.
All right, Jeff Chandler, thanks for your time again this morning.
No problems. Thanks, Kelly.
Jeff Chandler there, and he's the chairman of the CMAA.